Welcome. You're listening to Now That You Ask, curious answers to life's persistent questions as seen through the eyes of Akasha Halsey. That would be me. I'll be your host and guide as we settle in for a few minutes of the unexpected that may bring about your own questions and maybe even some answers too. Thanks so much for joining me. Now let's get started with the show.
I'm a quitter. I never used to be. Time was, I followed the rule my daddy gave me. If you give your word, stay true to that. At the time, I think he meant to let people know you could count on me if I said I would do something. There was no way I wouldn't follow through with what I said. And that's not a bad thing at all. In fact, it's still one of the things I think people will say is true about me. I hope so anyway, because boy, am I quick to judge you if you don't do something you say you'll do. And that's not necessarily a good trait. It's just that I've found it hard to believe you after you don't follow through more than a time or two. In my younger days, I was much stricter with myself on follow-through than I am today. For example, when I started a book, I read it until the end, even if I didn't particularly like it. As a young girl, my reading consisted mostly of Walter Farley books about horses, wild or tamed, and a foray into Classics Illustrated, which was in comic book form. Those Classics Illustrated told stories that would have been above my reading level at that time, but fascinated me nonetheless. That's how I got to know books like David Copperfield, Lorna Doone, and She by H. Rider Haggard. Now I'm telling you, first of all, She, what a great title. Second, author name, H. Ritter, maybe, instead of Rider, H. Rider Haggard. Can't beat that. That last one was an adventure story about a woman who never aged. And I read it so many times it deteriorated to the point I had to buy it a second time. During the summer, my family and I went to the town square in our little city, as they called it, and had dinner at the Crystal, which was famous for little square hamburgers like White Castle had. My daddy absolutely loved them and had two every time we went. My mother thought they were horrible, so she had a grilled cheese. My sister and I got waffles, which we smothered in syrup. We went right from there to the pharmacy, which also sold ice cream cones. Daddy and his girls each got one. My mother abstained. Then we walked halfway around the block to a bookstore that was open late, and each got to pick out something to read. My mother loved any books having to do with antiques or gardening. Daddy usually waited outside with his ice cream, greeting anybody he knew that passed by. My sister and I got a comic book, Classics for me and Archie for her. Then we walked around the rest of the block, got in our car, and headed home. Once there, we girls retired to our bedroom to read and then to sleep. It was such a lovely evening, I can still remember how satisfying it felt. What I remember most was that I got to pick out what I wanted to read, and that was something I did not take lightly. For the next 50 years or so, I always finished any book I started. I heard people talk about just putting down a book they weren't liking, and I will admit I did think they were a little bit of a quitter. Not enough to not like them, but that was still a strange concept to me. And then some book came along that I was dying to read because everybody else was loving it, and less than halfway through, I was shocked at myself. Because I realized I didn't care one whit about any of those characters. I didn't know what to do with that. I didn't want to continue reading the story, but I didn't see how I could just let myself quit either. That book sat on my nightstand and haunted me for a year before I finally donated it, unfinished. I didn't feel any particular relief, but I also didn't feel any remorse. What happened was, I noticed I'd let myself off the hook that one time, and now I knew I could do it. It felt like a choice that had started me down the road to a bad neighborhood. I told no one. I sort of pretended like I hadn't done it, even to myself. But as time went on, I began to rationalize I would be using my time better by not finishing a book if I wasn't totally into it, even if it was from someone I loved and respected, and that included me. I allowed myself to let go of finishing a book. I spent many hours coming to a place of relative ease about this radical change and was finally successful. But that wasn't the end. About 20 years ago, I realized that although I love my job and love my relationship of many years with my brilliant boss, I had to let it all go because something inside of me told me I would wither and die if I continued. It didn't make any sense. I couldn't even explain it to myself. I'd been at that job for over 13 years and had come to regard many people I worked with there as my extended family. It was one of the toughest decisions I'd ever made, but I knew it was right for me. That too came as a shocker. I had no other source of income. I had no idea what I would do, and still, I knew I had to go. It felt like I was breaking a commitment to all those people, but I did it anyway, and I've never looked back with regret. Lately, I've been taking a look at how much longer I might have on this planet and what I want to do with the time I have left. I found, to my surprise, that I want a lot more time for and with myself to do with as I choose. I want to spend my time doing what soothes me, brings me alive, or perhaps gives me a thrill as something completely out of the ordinary. I'm seeing myself in a different light. With time feeling precious, I sometimes cancel plans at the last minute just to be by myself. I feel like I gave my word when I accepted an invitation, but I also know I'm learning a lot by following what my inner self dictates. I can feel badly when I say no or cancel if it's raining and I don't want to go out, but I also feel like I've let go of the restrictive part of honoring my word. I want to show up 100% whenever I'm with somebody, and if that means letting go of a few things beforehand, I'm mostly feeling fine with that. I still consider myself a trustworthy person, and I am also someone who's quit procrastinating quitting what doesn't feel right.
Thank you for listening to Now That You Ask. I hope you found this episode insightful and perhaps entertaining too. Don't forget to subscribe, and if you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to rate and review it on iTunes. If you didn't like the show, well, I guess you just lost a few minutes of your life. But you might want to try another one. They're all really different. You can also listen to past episodes and subscribe to email updates on NowThatYouAskPodcast.com. Bye-bye for now.